Okay, today's daf is Tainus Yerushalmi daf Yudches, and we are on the top of Yudches Amun Aleph. We're in the Mishnayos relating to various tzaras that were that Rachman al-Aslan would take place. And the last ones that we did were tzaras that are spreading tzaras, what the Mishnah called Maka Mahaleches. It is a tzara that could spread, and therefore if you hear, if you see about it in one place, you got to start davening because it's one that can spread, consuming grasshoppers and war and other tzaras like that. So it says the Mishnah here on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ma'isa sheyardu zakenim Yerushalayim la'aran. There was a story that the zakenim left Yerushalayim. Right, they must be from the great Sanhedrin. Right, what other Sanhedrin must be talking about? Yerushalayim la'aran. They went down to their respective cities. Why? Because there was a terrible situation. V'gazru tainis, and they made a tainis, al shenirek, k'malo pitan or shidafon b'ashkelon. Because they saw in Ashkelon, which is interesting discussion, it's one of the Plishti cities, but at some point it became part of Eretz Yisrael. Is it on the outside? Are we ever gozer from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? So let's assume it is Eretz Yisrael for us for now. The Karban Eide here says, and the Pnei Moshe say, Be'eretz Plishtim. So maybe they're trying to emphasize that it was not even Eretz Yisrael, the biblical Ashkelon. But either way, they will go to Tainus because they saw Shidafon. We saw last time the wind swept grain that was totally ruined. And they saw the size of the mouth of an oven. That's as much wind swept grain that they saw. And they went to Begozer Tainus in their cities, right? They were coming from Yerushalayim. And they went to each of their cities to announce, you know, we have to have a tainus. V'yod gozru tainus, l'machar. That word is in our gersa. Some don't have that in the gersa, and the Babli doesn't have it. That they were also gozru tainus. Al sha'achlu ze'evim shnei tinokos v'evar yardin. There was this terrible story of two wolves that consumed two children in Evar HaYarden. So again, Evar HaYarden, each of these maybe is emphasizing that it's not mamish right there. It's Evar HaYarden. Does it have kedusha? It's semi proximity, but either way, they made the tainus. Rabbi Yosi Omer lo al sha'achlu el al shanir. Rabbi Yosi says the tragedy didn't have to become full. Not that they were the wolves consumed the children; just it was seen niru. You saw them. The Gemara is going to say you saw them in an unusual way. Right? If you see animals in their own habitat, that's not something to be gozer on. But it's something that's not normally seen. That's what we're talking about. Hadadada Amar, when do we say that your gozer tainus if you see shidafon in a certain area? So that is bimechunas. That when do you need the size of the mouth of piatanur? That's if it's bimechunas. If it's all in one area, so that's the minimum size that you need. Ta'atama bimechunas. Aval bimefuzar, but if it's spread in different areas of the field, so you see there's already a plague that's in all areas, so even less. Afilu pramikan, even less would still be reasons for a gzera. Again, if you see it in one specific spot, then one spot, okay, unless it's a certain amount. But if you see it all over the field, so then even less than that amount would be a problem and would be a simon that you have to start fasting. Abra bimana, niru ratzen acharehem. Niru, what does that mean? What does it mean? They were seen when Rabbi Yossi says they were niru. It means he saw them running after human beings, which they don't usually do. Right? They're running. Many animals are scared of human beings. Ratzen acharehen. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Niru b'makam she'ein ro'i lahem. They saw in a place that is not ro'i for them to be. So that is the Karban Eide. Niru ba'ir. Right? Even einan ratzen. If you see something so unusual, that's where it could happen. Interesting line that the Vilna Gaon has in Shmos, that when the Makas Arov, regular Chumash, when Makas Arov brought all of the wild animals to Mitzrayim, so every detail of how the Torah describes the Makas should be analyzed. But if you look in the Psukim, we were Paro. Paro said, okay, I'll let you out. We're Moshe Yenoch Yotzi Mitav. We're Tarati Hashem. No, that was the removing it. So he says, "Vayavo arov kaved besa paro besa vadav uvchol eretz Mitzrayim." In all eretz Mitzrayim, there was arov. Here it is, pasuk yud zayin. Ki emeincha mishalechas ami hinni mashliach v'cho avadecha uvavcho avadechas ha'arov. The wild animals, the multitude, literally arov. Umalu vatei Mitzrayim esa arov, and the arov will fill the houses of Egypt. V'gam ha'adama asher heim aleha. and the ground that they are on. What is that extra line there? Right? What is that extra line? That the Arov is going to fill the Batei Mitzrayim and the ground? Is just does that just mean inside and outside? It's going to fill the Batei Mitzrayim and the ground that they are on. So I think the Gra gives two pshatim. Right? The Gra says, number one, there is an animal that's mentioned, I think, if I remember, in the Kelayim, the Adne Hasada, right? The Adne Hasada, type of animal that is attached to the ground. It has like a umbilical cord to the ground. And it could be in a certain radius because it can't get out of that. And it's a very wild animal. And the Mishnayos, I think, in Seder Taurus talk about whether it's considered ground and it's not Mekabel Tumah. But either way, and then there's a Rambam there in the Pirush of Mishnayos. And we've heard people that have seen them. And the later Achronim say, what? Right? I think the Tosfos Yontif and others that the Adnei saw that. So the Gra says, maybe that's what it means here. The Arov and the ground that they're on, because some animals only exist if you bring them with their ground. Right? Because if it's not attached to the ground, it dies. So maybe that's what's alluded to in this, okay, one idea. But another pshat given is that animals are most ferocious where they're comfortable, if they feel that they're in their own habitat. Right? If they're out of sorts, then they're just gonna act, you might act in an unusual way, but if animals feel comfortable, you're in their zone, so gotta be very careful. So that, maybe that's what it's referring to, that in Mitzrayim, it wasn't just that Hashem sent the Aro, but Hashem sent all the habitats of the animals. Right? The polar bears and where the polar bears have to live, along with the Amazon snakes and the Amazon, all the different habitats came to Mitzrayim. That was part of the nes of Arov, that not only the animals, but Ves Ha'adam Asher Himalel, also the Adama. Okay. We continue. So the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Ches. Al Elu Masriin B'Shabbos. On the following items, on the following occurrences, we are Masriin. So these seem to be an event that it's a potential danger. So we have to start davening for them. Masriin here doesn't mean what Masriin means elsewhere, about fasting and davening. That's what we had earlier. Masriin means fasting and davening. This Masriin, the Mepharshim explained, just means davening. Just means davening, not shofar. Because after all, we're talking about Shabbos, as we'll see. See in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Masriin betfila, the shofaros b'Shabbos leka, v'hu adin de'ein anu mis'anin b'Shabbos. So we're not talking about failure, just extra tefillah. So Aliyah Mishab Shabbos, Aliyah Shekifu Agayim, a city that was surrounded by an attacking army, O Nahar, or a river that was about to overflow, Yala Svina Mitarefes Bayam, or a boat that is, going and being back and forth, there's a storm. So all of those are, people are in danger, so we daven for them. Rabbi Yossi Omer LeEzra V'lo LeTzaka. Rabbi Yossi says, not for screaming, just for help. So again, what does that mean? So we'll go over Chaim Kanievsky says, you could daven quietly in your shuls, but don't go outside screaming b'kol ram. That is not appropriate for the, according to the B'yosi HaShabbos. B'salam kol echad v'beiso le'ezra, avalein so'akin b'kol ram. Finish this for a second. Shimon atimini omer afala dever. The same thing is done with dever, which was mentioned in the previous Mishnah. V'lohodu l'chacham. L'cham say no. We don't say the same things for dever. The Chachamim say, no, we just do as not just Masriin. Question, are they being Mekel, are they being Machmer? Assume they're being Mekel, and one is not allowed to be Masriin. What's the downside? The downside is, as we know, we usually don't daven Bakashas Rachabim on Shabbos. Right? There's a certain amount of, so everything is supposed to Ki'ilu Komalach T'chasuya. So we don't daven for our personal needs on Shabbos. That's why here it's a dangerous situation. It's a situation. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos on Hilcha Shabbos, he notes that this is a very complicated, a little bit confusing sugya of we don't no bakashas rachamim. We have plenty of bakashas rachamim on Shabbos, right? Elokai Nitzor, Mishaberach for Achola. I mean, we Hamapil, we Brich Shemei. These are all bakashas tzrachav, right? So what does that mean exactly that we know this yisod? No extra tefillas. We have plenty. So he writes here, ha'achronim kitzru b'davar sham, this is Simin Reish Pei Ches in Hilcha Shabbos. Achronim kitzru b'davar shamavucha rabba ki bebekomus rabim nira ki mishadarim sosrim. Right, we have contradictory impressions. Right, writes in Tavkuf Pei Dalid, we don't say on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu when it falls out on Shabbos because Eina Anu Shalim Tzracha b'Shabbos. Okay, and then we find many. How about the He Ratzon at the end of Berachas Hashachar, Baruch Shemei, Elokai Nitzar, Yukum Purkan, the He Ratzon by Berachas Hachodesh, the Harachamans by benching, Ribon Kol Ha'olamim by Zmiris. So there's plenty. So, Vim Kain, Im Yech, Mefakmakin, and even though some people don't say some of these, like, oh, some say, okay, I'm a grum man, I finished by Yechasreinu, or, and what about you, you say Yukum Purkan, you say Baruch Shemei, you say, He Ratzon by Berachas Hachodesh, right? Mikol Malkam is Tashin Amiras. Everybody says these things. People say Tehillim on Shabbos. So he explains very beautifully. He says, what's the general rule? He says, anything that is part of the fixed fila and is not going to cause you to be upset and sad. So that you're allowed to say. Right? We don't cry too often when we say Elokai Nitzar. Or Hamapil or Baruch Shemei. Maybe if we really understood Baruch Shemei, we would cry and daven for all the things that we daven for. But so he says that's the common theme. Hadein Omrim Trinas B'Shabbes Hanu Trina Hashoveres Libo Shel Adam Avol Bakasha Sheitin LaKadosh Baruch Hu Matanas Rabos Mutter V'Zeh Tam Shetiknu V'Sidu Bakashas Ba'Amados B'Shabbes Ulefize Muvan Ki Atfilos Hu Bakasos Shiragilim LaOmrim Yom Yom Omeis LaEis V'Tofes Oschasam Kavua V'Omrim Osam Kulam Ben Ani Ben Ashir Ben Nar Ben Zakin Ben Bori Ben Chola. Anything that's Kavua that we say all the time, so that Chazal we're not upset about. And that's why even, what the Gemara says, that we should say the whole Shemon Asri on Shabbos. Right? All 18 brachas, all 19. We don't. Why? Because the Gemara says, Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura, we shouldn't be davening so long. But what do you mean? It's Bakashas Rachamim. The answer is, we say it all the time. So that wouldn't be a violation, so to speak, of bringing us to Shivron Lev. But in a situation where we're adding a specific, because there's a tzara and it's going to lead us to cry and feel bad, so then that wouldn't be allowed. Again, unless you go to the other extreme, then it's mamash hakaras nefashis, and then this pikuach nefesh is docha any of that. So then say Tehillim during the time of war and v'chulu. So then you have to go the balance. But this is a big sugya that you get different impressions from. But that is related to this mishnah, where the mishnah says these. You're allowed to be Masri on Shabbos, even though there's Bakashas Rachamim, but these are dangerous situations, and therefore, you could daven. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, what does Rav say? What are you allowed to say? When Masri and Aneni Hashem Aneni. So Rav says, you can't daven for like 3 hours. Just say that paragraph we say at the end of Slichos, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, Aneinu Barinu Aneinu, that's the paragraph. So Rav says that, you could say. Rav Amar, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Masisa Pligal Rav, but doesn't the Mishnah give a different impression than Rav? Why? Rabbi Yossi Omer, because our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Le'ezra V'lolis Aka. Rabbi Yossi had a more limited view of what you're allowed to do. What is that mashma? That the Tanakhama says, yeah, do all the tzaka you want. But Tanya Kadmaya Savar, Meimar Afilu Tzaka. Don't you get that impression that the Tanakhama would say, any tzaka is okay? So what do you mean Rav is saying only that paragraph? No answer. Levi Bar Sisi Bo Agayasos Le'ira, one time, Levi Bar Sisi. There was armies coming to a city. Not al Sefer Torah v'alo ashagag. He takes a Sefer Torah and goes up to the roof. Amar, and he says, Ribona olamim, in betelus chada milam in hadin Sefer araisa. If I violated anything in this Torah, yelun, let the enemy come and attack us. V'in lo, but if I fulfilled everything in this Torah to the best of my abilities, yelun, let them go away. And what happened? The enemy turned around and left. Miyan ispa'un, they went out to search for the enemy and it wasn't there. Because Levi ben Sisi was an amazing person. Again, he wasn't doing this mitzad gaiva. He was doing this to protect him and his city. So people saw this and like, oh, we could try it too. Talmidei, his student, his unnamed student, once tried it. Avad came, and what happened when he was on the roof? Yavshes Yadei, his hand dried up. The Aslan won, but the attacking army still left. See, he was like somewhere in the middle. He wasn't Zohar to have a perfect. But he shouldn't have tried it, but it still worked. But his arm dried up, right? He's not the first person to have his arm dried up, right? Yeravam ben Nevat. Remember, Yeravam ben Nevat was the king that was appointed to be the king in the days of the Malchus being split. Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, did not listen to the proper advisors. He listened to the young ones, and therefore he raised taxes, and everybody was against him. And Yoram Nevat was appointed, I think, by Achiah Shiloni, to be the next king. But then Yoravam started letting it go to his head. He says, what? The Malchus is split. I don't want people to go to the Beis HaMikdash at all. So he set up an alternate Beis HaMikdash, and he made a separate Chag, I think in Cheshvan, as it's described in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Right, but Yoravam Belibo. Atata Shuva Mamlach LeBeis David, Im Yala, Amazel Asus Vachim, BeBeis Hashem. If they go to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to be out of a job. So that was what he did, right? We mentioned Tu Ba'av recently, in one of the Shiurim, I think in the last year, and one of the six things that made us happy on Tu B'Av is that they removed the guards that forced everybody to go up to Yeravam's Mikdash and allowed them to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So, right, Yas Yeravam, B'chodesh HaShmini, B'chamish HaZoyol, B'chodesh, the 15th day of the 8th month. Okay, V'chulo, Perak Yud Gimel. So what happens then? Ish Elokim Baba Yehuda, V'Yeravam Omen Al Mizbeach, Yeravam is on his Mizbeach being mocked or something. And Vayikra al Mizbeach Kedvar Hashem, Vayomer Mizbeach Mizbeach, Komar Hashem. And this Ish Elokim says to Yeravam, you should know that in centuries, this is the farthest in advance that this type of nevuah was given, right? This is right after Shlomo, the times of Yeravam. Nolad lebeis David Yoshio Shmo. There's going to be a king in 150 years from now named Yoshio Amelech. That's 150 years before. Vizavach Alecha is Kohani Abamos Hamaktir Malecha. Now this Mizbeach, he's going to sacrifice all of your priests, right? All of your priests of Avodah Zarah. Va'atzmos Adam Yisrefu Alecha. V'nadam Yemhu Mofez Lemer Zeh Mofez V'chulu V'chulu. Yeravam is not interested in hearing the Navi tell this to him. V'hi Kishmo HaMelech Hazvari Shalokim Asher Karlo Mizbeach. He reaches for him. V'yishlach Yeravam Ez Yado. Tifsu, grab him. V'tivash Yado Asher Shalach Alav. V'lo Yachol Hashiv Elav. His hand totally dries up and he can't move it. And he starts screaming. He's like, what's going on with my hand? What's going on with my hand? Vayana Melav Yemer Shalokim, Chalna, daven to Hashem, help me out here. And he davened, and his hand came back, and he didn't get the message, and v'chulu. But that was an earlier case of a hand drying up. But here, the student of Levi Bar Sisi tries it, so his hand dries up, but the enemy still leaves. So then, Talmidei Avad Kain, I guess I know why he tried it, a student's student tried it, Avad Kain, and then what happened? Lo Yashas Yadiv Lo Azen Lo. His hand didn't dry up, but the enemy didn't leave. Why? Because Lo Amar She'ein Shota Nifka V'lo Basar Ames Margish B'Zemel. Hashem's not interested in just relating to this guy, right? And to this student. I'm not going to dry up your hand. I'm just going to, you know, disregard what your issue is, right? Literally, a Shota, a fool, is not Nifka, and a dead flesh doesn't feel the needle in it. So that's just a mushel of he's not going to get involved in anything. Okay, says the next Mishnah. You can always daven for any tzara, but if it's too much rain, you can't daven for that, because that inherently rain is a bracha. See the carbon eda. Lo sheyerdu harbe kol kach shemakalkal nesatfuah. Not that it rains so much that there's a danger that it ruined all the grain and you're not going to have what to eat, then you do daven. That is a tzara. But just a lot of rain, and your shoes are getting soaked. And whatever the case may be, shekvar yardu harbe she'ein shrichan lahen od. We don't need more. Vein l'torach abri adam. Now it's a pain, and it's not that it's dangerous, but Mishnah says you can't daven for rov gashamim to stop. So ma'isa she'amru lechoni ma'agel. Here we go. Choni ma'agel. Why is it called ma'agel? Some say it was from a place called ma'agel. Some say no, from the word me'agel, circle drawer, and he drew the circle. So I was polishing yardu gashamim. They went to him and they said, please, daven that it rains. Before he even goes there, he says, okay, I'm going to daven. But you see your carbon Pesach ovens that you have out there, you better bring them in before it starts pouring. Because they were made out of clay, so you see how late it was in the, it was already within a couple of weeks, maybe, to Pesach. They already had their carbon Pesach ovens there. So bring him inside, because he was so confident. V'hispalel, v'lo yarduk shamim. He davened and it didn't work. Right, some say the Gemara is going to say, because maybe he had a little bit of too much, you know, going out. Oh yeah, take in your Karban Pesach ovens. A little another. Okay. So Og Uga Umabasochi, he drew a circle, he stood in it. Ba'amar Ribono Shel Olam, Banecha Samu Pneim Alai, your children have placed their faith in me. Shani Keben Bayis Lefanecha. They think that I'm close to you. Nishba Ani B'Shemcha Gadol, I swear Hashem, Sheni Zaz Mikan Achadrachim Abanecha. I'm not moving until you have Rachmanis. It starts drizzling. That's not exactly the rain I was looking for. Much more rain. The pits and the water cisterns. It started pouring and crazy wind and storm. Omar, that's not exactly what I was looking for either. I want a nice rain. Consistent, straight. So it started raining. Perfectly. Achallah Yisrael Yerushalayim Harabayis. The Bnei Yisrael went up to from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. Bnei Akshamim. Because of the rain, they had to go up. Pashtus, it sounds like they had to go from lower level, latitude, right? Until higher. We'll see. That's what the Bavli sounds like. We'll see here. It sounds like maybe the Harabayis had a nice good roof that they were being protected from. Okay. Amrulos, they said to Choni, Kishem Shes Palata Aleim Sheyerdu Kachas Palo Sheyelcholem. Daven that it stops. Right, you daven that it rained, daven that it stops. Omar Lehi says to them, can I daven that it stops? He was uncomfortable with that. But first he said, how much did it rain? Suru nimches Evan HaTohim. Go see if the Evan HaTohim is already covered. Right, we'll see. Evan HaTohim is a big tall tower that they used to put the items that were lost, and whoever was found thing that was lost, they put it on there. People who were wandering, Tohim. And so that was very high. So he said, has the water reached there? So we will see. What exactly was it? Why Dafka did he do this, a circle, and go, I'm not leaving the circle? So there are a number of mepharshim that talk about it. If you look in the, quoted 2 days in a row, the Mabit in the Beis Elokim, in Shara Tfila, he says, towards the end of Perek Aleph, he says, he quotes the story of Choni, and he says, a circle is as like you can't get out of a circle. So he was like, say what? Bnei Yisrael are within mazalos, right? In mazal Yisrael. Says, no, I need you to give us rain and then I'll go out of the circle. Because giving us rain will show that we're not covered by the mazalos. We're not stuck within the circle, the cycle of the other constellations. Klomar, kilu heim betocha uga. Klomar, shemore la'olam shu kaduri. Veheim tachas svos u'mazalos ha'shamayim. Ukshariche malbanav yatsame uga. Lahoros ki ein sar u'mazal v'sholet al Yisrael. Kishem sadikim. Elosha mazal kafa v'nechta v'tachtam. And that's like by Avram Avinu, by Yetzi Yisrael Achutza. He took him out of the chalala shel olam. That's the Beis Elokim. Beis Elokim. Okay, the Ben Yoyada also has a line like that. The Hashem is going for Midas Harachamim to be the Midas Harachamim. Rabbi Yona, Shimon Bar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. So there is a pasuk quoted in the Bavli. It's not quoted here, but the comment is commenting on there. Let's go to the Bavli earlier. And that is the pasuk in Malachi, right? The Karmat Eidah says here, Varikosi Lecha Bracha, Hashem says, I'm going to empty Bracha on you. Ad Beli Dai, until Beli Dai. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Davar she iefshar." Right, that's how the Bavli should be understood. Iefshar lomar lecha lomar alav die. You can't say die. He bracha. Right, that's a reference to rain. That you can't say enough to Hashem if rain is inherently a bracha. You can't again unless it reaches levels of danger. Rabbi Brechia, Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Abba Bar Eloi, B'shem Rav Ad she yivlu. Take out one of the lamids. Ashiyilu sifso secha bilomar dayenu bracha dayenu bracha. Until our lips become worn from saying dayenu bracha so much bracha that we shouldn't have perspective, and even if it's a little tircha, it's still inherently bracha. Maybe you could say because somebody needs the rain still until it gets to a situation of danger. So must be it was close to Pesach, right? We said this about the ovens, which means it was really late in the season. Vitani Kane, and we learned it in Ebraisa. Be Esrin Bey, on the 20th of Adar, summon Kalama Lamitra. It was the 20th of Adar already. It was after Purim. And everybody was fasting for the rain. Venachazdon, and they went down to him. Right? That's what that's where it was, because they were already getting ready for Pesach. Vitis Pavlo, the Yerushamim, why didn't it rain right away? Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Shlo Baba Nava. As great as he was, a little bit of, before you even start, you tell them to bring in their But you could say he had such a moon and bitachon, Hashem would answer him. But still, it was a shalom baba anava, right? The Pnei Moshe. Umareshe batuach betfilasahu. Leficha lo yardu miyan. Hashem says, it's going to take a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yudin, girei, hadein choni amagel, barbrei dechoni amagel havis. So Rabbi Yudin Giara and other deas in Chazal argue, says, there were two choni amagels. This choni amagel was the grandson of an earlier choni amagel. Samoch lechurban beis muktasha, right? And this is a similar story is told over in Tainus, a very different, right? Right there, the story is told as, if you remember, choni amagel wondered, about Pshan and the Pasuk of Hayinu Gachomim, can you sleep for 70 years? And then Hashi goes and he sees the person planting the carob tree, and then he goes and he takes a sandwich and he goes to sleep for 70 years and he wakes up. So this is a different story, but also about Choni Magel. So, some of the Chorban based Mikdasha, close to the Chorban. He lived before this earlier Choni Magel, lived right before the Chorban. Nafak Latrola Bagabi Pali. He went out to the field, to the mountains to see his workers. Adu Tama Nachas Mitra. When he was there, it started raining. Olei Lamarti, he went into a cave. Min Yosef Nam B'damechle. And he sat down and he was a little tired and he fell asleep. V'yavet Shakia B'shinsa Shovin Yeshanin. He slept for 70 years. Adachar Beis Mukdasha. He slept the whole time during the Chorban. V'ismeniz Matinyanas. And they rebuilt it. And he wakes up during Bayesheni. Lasov Shavin Yomin Itar Min Shinsa. He wakes up after 70 years. Nafik, he must have fallen asleep right before the Chorban and then woke up. Nafik Lebi Marti goes out to, from the cave, Vachama Alma Machlav. He sees the whole world is different. He says the whole world is different. Zavi Dahavis Karmin Avida Zaysin, where there used to be grapes, there were olives. Zavi Dahavis Zaysin Avdizara, where there used to be olives, he sees there's grain. Shole Lemedinta. He goes into the city. Amar Lon, Makalaba Alma. What's news? What's going on? Amr le, v'lethat yada makala ba'alma, you don't know what's going on. You haven't heard? Amr le, lo, he says, no, I have no idea what's going on, sorry. Amr le manat, who are you? Amr lon, choni amagel. Remember, it's a whole different story. Like his children even ask him all the story. He says, choni amagel. Amr le, they say, shemanan davi olu la'azara vihi minara. Well, we've heard about choni amagel, who disappeared years ago, that he used to walk into the azara, and the whole place started shining. All the anaras, he went in and it started shining. The karal garmei, and he said about himself, "B'shuv Hashem Shiva Sion Hayinu Kechamim." So that's the story, the version here, which is a little nicer ending because if you remember in Bavli, he was so upset that nobody recognized him. He says, "Oh Chavrusa, my Susa," and Hashem took him because it was time for him. V'skilu Hashem Menatvim. Back to the story. So it started drizzling when he started davening. Amru lo bo elai elahatir nidro sholzeh. So the students are watching it drizzle. They say, I guess Choni, Hashem just wants you to be able to go out of the circle, right? But it's not really that he wants it to rain. They said to him. Amr, he turns back to Hashem. Lo kachsha alti elagishvei boros shichin amaros yardu bezaf. Tani Shmuel kimi pi anod. What is zaf? Each drop was like the size of the opening of a barrel. It was huge raindrops. Omar, lo kach sha'alti. He says, I didn't ask for that either. Elagishme ratzo nebracha v'nedava. Yordu ketikna na cha'oli yisom Yerushalayim harabayis v'bnei akshamim. Hada amra, but as I said before, why did they go up to harabayis? Harabayis makura havaya. It must be that it had a good roof. It had a good roof, which again is different than the impression you get from the Bavli, which is they just went up because the low level places, the water was flooding. Here it sounds like they needed a roof. They needed a roof. Are you allowed to go out to Harabayas for protection? That's also, like, is there Mi'ila there? What was Mamash Harabayas? V'tani kein, astav l'fnim yistav haya. There were covered benches. There were different rows of covered benches there. There was more protection there, and that's why they went there. Amrulo, and then they said back to him, yelchu lahem. Amr lahem, he says to them, tsu'ru'u in nimches evan atoim. Ma iska dahada evan atoim. What is this? What's the business of evan atoim? Ela. Kol mandavi movad mila, whoever lost anything, havi nasiv la b'taman, used to take it from there. V'chol mandavi mishkach mila, whoever found something, havi miyaw la b'taman, used to bring it to there. So that was the Hashavas Aveda place. Amar lahen, and he says to them, kishem shi efshar le'evan hazos lehima, what did he mean by say, check evan atoim? He meant to say as follows. Kishem shi efshar le'evan hazos lehimachos min olam, just like this is a huge, very tall rock, this is never going to disappear. Kachi efshar l'spalat shal al shem shi yelchu lahem. I can't make the rain disappear. I'm not supposed to daven to get rid of the rain. Ella, what did he say? Okay, I have an idea. Tsuva viuli par shel hodayos. Go bring me a cow. a cow of hodayos. What's hodayos? A Rashi says on Daf Chav Gimel, so I could do vidui. I could do vidui. Partial hodayos. The Gur Aryeh, again, remember the, you have the Gur Aryeh, the Gvuras Ari, which is the Sagas Aryeh Sefer on, Yumatitis Makis, right? Different than the Turei Evan, which we had on Rosh Hashanah and the other Masechtas in Moed. They're both from the Sagas Aryeh. He says, Rashi, you're talking about a Karban Shlamim here. What kind of vidui are you doing? We've learned the Rambam and Ilchas Maaser Karbanos. There's no vidui on a Shlamim. There's different Shevach. Why would you call this vidui? Partial hodayos. So he says, no, it must be a hoda'ah. From hodah, a thanking carbon, like a carbon toda, not a hodayus from the word vidui. So, v'yatzo v'evi'olu parshal hodayus, they brought him the cow, v'samach sh'yadav, and he did smicha v'yamar, riboni, heveta ra banecha, v'lo yachlo la'amod ba. You brought evil, right? You brought negative on your children, right? You didn't make it rain, and we couldn't handle it. Heveta tova banecha, v'lo yachlo la'amod ba. You brought goodness and rain. Can't handle it. El yiratzo b'fanecha, sh'tavi revacha. Let it be nice. Wonderful weather. Miyah nashva ruach v'espazer avim. The wind came, the clouds dissipated. V'zarcha chama v'desnag v'haaretz. It was beautiful weather. V'yatzu umatzu midbar mali kameim. They found a midbar full of kameim. Right? Kameinu pitrio, these types of things that grow very fast right after the rain and the mushrooms. V'chulu. Period. That's the story of Echoniah Ma'agel. A lot. Sh'olah zir balazir meim v'zayim v'spalanag shavim sh'yech alohem. When could you daven that there's too much rain? Amar Lahem, he says, Kadeshi Adam Omid Bekaran Ha'ofel, stand on Karen Ha'ofel, which is a very tall cliff, Umishak Shekas Ragla Nachal Kidron, and dip your feet into the Nachal Kidron. It's never gonna happen. Right? That's like if there's a marble. Meaning it's a huge valley and you're standing on a big cliff. If you can stand on the cliff and like put your feet in the puddle, it's never gonna happen. Avo Betuch, so he says, if that's as much rain, that's when you can stop. Avo Betuch and Arda Babala Rachamim, but we have a promise from Hashem, Shino Mevi Mabala Olam, it's never gonna happen. Ki Matam, what's the source? Ki Me Noach So Sli, Asher Nishbati, Miavar Me Noach, Od Al Ha'aretz. As we know, Hashem promised that there will never be another marble of water. Remember the Gemara in Zvachim, Kufta Zayin, maybe there'll be a marble of fire. No, Hashem's not bringing a marble of fire either. That was the Umos Ha'olam at the time of the Kabbalah Satorah, they thought there might be a Mabel. We discussed there with Meir Shapiro. What exactly is the connection between those two events? Okay, we'll have to stop here by Shimon Ben. You know what? Let's just read the Mishnah because it's about Choni Ma'agel. Shalach lo Shimon Ben Shetach, Farmer lo. Shimon Shetach says to Choni, Tzorech Anol Anados, you should be excommunicated, really. What kind of chutzpah? Hashem gives you something. Not this, not that. Perfect, I'll take that. Kind of, Hashem's giving you a present. Just say thank you. What can I do? You are mischate. You act very personable and Hashem loves you and you show that Hashem, like sometimes a son could take advantage with a father. It's like a child that says to a father, please, please, come on. No, no, not that, not that, that. Yes. Yeah. So if you have a child of a father, they could have a little more flexibility. Okay, we'll have to stop there.